Blog Talk Welcome Radio. Back.
Welcome back to the Knowing Christ Ministries Half Hour on Blog Talk Radio. And welcome to our new show name, Before the Rapture. And I'll explain how I came about that in just a few minutes. As I've been talking about in the past few weeks, I thought we'd get into end times. And I thought, I decided that I want to proceed on the assumption that we are in the end times and quickly moving towards the rapture and tribulation. In one of the weeks to come, I will provide information and links for you to access what I feel are the best books and other sources that will explain what to look for. But as for us, I want to talk a little bit about what we need to do before Jesus comes for us, essentially how to develop the tools we need as we move towards the tribulation period. And that's essentially why I changed the name of the show. So it actually reflects what we need to do before the rapture. Of course, each individual episode is going to have its own title, just like today is, we're asking, is your house in order? But first, for those who didn't hear these announcements the last two times, I know we're getting some new listeners each time, a couple of announcements I want to make before we dive in, and this will probably be the last time that I mention it. As much as we loved our apps on the Apple iOS and Google Android platforms, based on the cancel culture that's quickly turning against anything related to proclaiming Jesus as Lord and Savior, we've decided to discontinue our apps. They were costly to maintain and run on a yearly basis, and there was no guarantee as to when they'd be terminated. And actually, as a matter of fact, within days after making the decision that we did, Apple actually notified us that we were being bounced, although they did offer to continue hosting the app should we redesign and redevelop it to fit with their new standards. No. So to that end, we're also ceasing to upload to a podcast status for hosting on iTunes. So no more podcasts. And especially based on the previous announcement, it's important for you all to know Blog Talk Radio still has maintained our entire archive of radio broadcasts since we started on the air 10 years ago. So to that end, tune in here, look through the archives, find a show you want to listen to, and or just start one of the many series that we have. All you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/knowing-christ-ministries, click on the number by episodes, or it may actually be episodes, and that'll take you to the full list of what we have available. I think there's like some 146 or 166 or some about 150 shows so far under our belt. And lastly, and I will be repeating this one because it's most important, please, 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 please spread the word that Jesus is the way, the only way to heaven and to the Father. So, okay, with those announcements out of the way, let's get into today's broadcast. Last week, we focused on the need to repent and discussed what repent really means as a turning away from sin so we don't get caught up in the sin and ask forgiveness and sin again and ask forgiveness again and sin again and ask forgiveness again cycle. As Jesus told the woman caught in adultery in John 8:11, Jesus said, "Your sins are forgiven. Now go and sin no more." He didn't say, "Well, go ahead and continue to sin. I've forgiven you. Just go ahead and sin again. And each time you can ask for forgiveness." No, he said, go and sin no more. He essentially said, turn away from sin. Repent, turn away from sin, and sin no more once you have turned away. So with that review, I want to talk today about putting your house in order. Huh? What do I mean by that? And why talk about it? Well, let me explain a little bit, and here's a little story. We lost power right after the Arctic vortex, ripped through Texas and much of the rest of the country over Valentine's weekend. It was our power was actually out only for a short time, and we were truly blessed that it didn't happen during the bitter, bitter cold, although we did lose water for about 4 days. Anyway, power went out, and I was just about to put a bread in the oven. And I looked around the kitchen. There were baking ingredients all over the counter, dirty bowls with batter remains, dirty utensils, a mess on the counter. My kitchen was basically a disaster area. at least to my thinking. So I got to thinking, well, if this was the rapture, and prayerfully I'm taken up when that happens, this is how my house would look to others. Oh my gosh, what a mess. Of course, that was my initial thought. Now, you have to understand something about me. I can't stand clutter. But I'm not the best or most rigorous housekeeper where my floors are spotless 24/7. I just put things away as best I can. I do dishes like the minute they become dirty. But when it comes to true cleaning, not as often. I just don't let people in my house unless I have 2 days' notice to devote to cleaning. That's just how I have to roll. So I started thinking about how I really need to get my house in order. Literally, so that someone comes afterwards onto the property, they can at least make heads or tails of it. And then, of course, my mind went onto the tangent that what if it was an end-of-life situation? What happens when you get a doctor's diagnosis? You're told to put your affairs in order. Well, what does all that really mean? What does it mean to put your affairs in order? What does it mean to put your house in order? Pardon me. To put your house in order. Especially, what do they mean when we talk about end times and the rapture? Trust me, a little bit of dirt on the floor, not being able to find an insurance policy, are the least of your worries. Because essentially, given the catastrophic state the world will be in immediately following the rapture, it's not going to be pretty. And we tend to look at the rapture from a scriptural standpoint, perhaps thinking about the movie Left Behind, and maybe even we romanticize it. But let's turn our head to things literal. There was an interesting article by Mike Mullen published on February 8th on the Bible Prophecy Information website. He highlights that the world will be in a state of chaos. It won't just be the remnant being called up, and it'll happen in an instant. You may be driving your car going 75 miles an hour on the expressway, and the Lord's not going to say, "Hey, Bob, I'll be calling you up for the rapture in a minute or two. You probably want to take the next exit and pull over and park your car as soon as you can." No, that car is going to continue on its course and eventually slow down because your foot will no longer be on the gas pedal, but it will probably cause an accident or two or be involved in one without you being on the behind the wheel. Same as pilots flying aircraft. That will crash land. So here's what Mike says in that article I mentioned published February 8th. Imagine for a second if the rapture were to occur during the daytime in America, perhaps during the morning or evening rush hour. Every single highway in America would stop dead from empty vehicles going in every direction. So many cars and trucks carrying valuables, from packaged goods and produce to every type of consumer good imaginable, would just pointlessly careen where its momentum would dictate. Local food terminals could become a secondary focal point after the grocery stores and markets run bare. Looting and riots would blanket every street corner. Airports would likely shut down with the reality of multiple simultaneous numbers of planes having crashed as both pilots and air traffic control team members vanished. How would the police forces respond? They're already far outnumbered by criminals, so how would or could law enforcement respond? Similarly, what are the paramedics and fire services? It's almost too macabre to think about. But what about surgeons vanishing in the middle of a procedure? Mullins continues, I would estimate America to be a place categorically divided into two types of regions. Mad Max zones, where the strong rule with weapons and numbers and control all access to assets, fuel, and any land of value. The second group would be federal and perhaps state security zones where martial law would be in effect. It has to be assumed that some form of order in America would return.
So, given the access or the chaos that will ensue, what does it mean when I ask, "Is your house in order?" Do I mean are all the floors cleaned, carpets vacuumed? Are there dishes still in the sink and dust on the furnishings? No, that is not what I'm referring to when I'm talking about putting your house in order. I'm using a euphemism for getting right with Jesus. I know that was a long lead-in, but I'm trying to make a point. If you were going to be taken up in the rapture, you have to be getting right with Jesus right now and asking forgiveness for your sins and repenting for them all. That means living these last days, glorifying his grace and mercy as he restores your soul and leads you in the path of righteousness for his namesake, as we're told in Psalm 23:3. So let's go back to what's going on in the world, the evil that's propagating itself, and the end times we're facing as we ramp up towards the tribulation period. And let me ask you a few questions. Number one, if you're caught up in the rapture, do you really care about the literal state of your affairs that you leave behind? All that will be calling the literal mess in your house or your paperwork or credit or finances that you might leave behind is man's opinion. If you are deemed that important and blessed, that righteous in heart by our Lord Jesus to be raptured, isn't that more important than the opinion of man? Again, focus on glorifying God. Focus on repenting. Focus on living a righteous life, a righteous life based on the righteous path of Jesus. And two, that's why I ask, what's it going to take for you to get your figurative home in order, essentially get your heart and soul in order to be right with Jesus? Now, we're each facing different personal trials, and the state of affairs in the world is rapidly crumbling. We're certainly and truly entering a frightening time that I believe many, including myself, never thought would happen in our lifetime. Well, thank the Lord Jesus, our way and our will is not his. And as we pray, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, folks, in order for his will to be done on earth, at this point it's going to get even worse before it's time for the groom to come to us or come for us, his bride. So we need to be rapture ready. You need to get your house, essentially, get your heart right with the Father. And I keep going back to the scripture in Matthew 19:24. It's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God, which of course highlights idolatry, money, and idolatry truly comes in many forms. But essentially, if we love the world more than we do Jesus, if we are sinning in any one or many particular areas, if we focus on the world more than we do Jesus, guess what? Our heart is not where it should be for our actions to follow our heart. Let me repeat that again. If we focus on the world more than we do Jesus, guess what? Our heart is not where it should be for our actions to follow our heart. And that actually brings up an interesting point. As people are focusing more and more, and Christians especially, on the end times and focusing and studying prophecy, well, guess what? Studying scripture and prophecy is very, very good. But if you're doing that to the exclusion of glorifying Jesus every day in your life, with your every thought held captive strictly to glorifying Jesus as opposed to your thought process being focused and captive to end times and what's going on in the world, you're not going to be glorifying Jesus that way. So if any of this is ringing a bell for you, if you feel there are areas you need to get right in order to have your heart rapture ready, I encourage you to ask for God's help in turning away from what it is you're dealing with and repent, as we
discussed last week, turn away. If you believe you're already rapture ready and that your house is in order, that your heart is in order, I still encourage you to pray and ask for Jesus to bring to your attention any areas that may be hidden to you or that you may have forgotten about so that you can put all of that behind you and not let it hinder you in the eyes of our Lord. Certainly, if you need help in this area, please feel free to contact me at info@knowingchrist.com, and I'll be very glad to help in any way that I can. So remember, yes, we definitely are in the end times, as things in the world are quickly spiraling out of control. As I've said in all of our shows the last couple of weeks, Revelation 3:3, chapter 3, verse 3, tells us Jesus will return, but we will not know the hour. Scripture says, remember, therefore, how you have received and heard. Hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. And although we may not know the hour, let me stress, beloved, you have to get ready. You have to put your house in order. So that brings us to the end of our show for today. For more information or to contact us, please email us at info@knowingchrist.com. I encourage you to visit our Facebook page and like us in order to stay abreast of our announcements. I also have a page on MeWe under the same name, Knowing Christ Ministries. You can follow us there as well. Until next time, this is Dr. Danielle West reminding you it's not what you know, but who you know. For Knowing Christ Ministries, I wish you a blessed day. And I thank you for listening.